It's party in here. It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae, and I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week.
That's right, you act like you don't believe me. Nah. Oh, shoot, brother, you should have been around in those days. Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
That's right.
What brown sugar you talking about?
Man. I'm not talking about the brown sugar you buy in the supermarket, brother. I'm talking about the real brown sugar.
All right, Pop.
Okay, see ya.
Sweet brown sugar, that's what I call this female.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Smoke weed every day.
Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. It's Big Homie, I'm Just Chico. That was Usher with Good Good. And gotta give that. Yes, definitely. And of course, as you can tell, I have my special
your trusty
co-host
sidekick
in the building. Miss Brown Sugar, hit him with the horn. Hit him with the horn. Hit him with the horn. How you doing today?
Y'all know we ain't got no sense.
I'm giving you a
thank you, baby. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. I had a wonderful time.
You had a good time. Over
I did.
The weekend, baby.
Yes. The weekend. The weekend was where am I? Gotta, Shout out to BKS.
Just know we had a great time this weekend.
Shout out to Parlay.
Shout out to B. Anthony.
Yes, my dog.
For always being an amazing host.
Yeah, man.
But So hey. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
It's Brunching with Bae time.
It's time
and
for Brunching with Bae.
And as you guys know, we have been talking about this brunch on the beach that we'll be having very soon. Why you putting your dick in my mouth?
Oh, my God.
Mike in my mouth. Well, see, y'all are nasty. I don't know what y'all thought, but he was moving
nasty.
The mic up on my mouth, and I asked him why he did that. Anyway, so we will be we'll be having our brunch on the beach at the end of this month, because y'all, guess what? It's August already.
It is August.
It was
we
just
are here.
June. We was just getting ready to go to Jamaica.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Speaking of Jamaica.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Special shout out.
Yes.
To my boo Sheena.
Yes.
Hope you're listening. Wherever you are in the world, traveling with your babies right now.
Yes.
Special shout out to you. I know you listening, girl. Hey, girl. Hey. But we are excited because at the end of this month, we'll be having our first, I guess, will it be an annual thing?
It's just our first event.
I know, but will this be an annual thing?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It could be the startup.
Okay.
It definitely
so
be the
we'll
startup.
Say the first annual brunch on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
BKS Brunch on the Beach.
Yes.
And I wanted to tell you guys some of the games that we'll be playing just
it's
in
going
case
down.
You have some house parties coming up. You might be able to use some of these games.
It's going
and
digital.
And food ideas.
Yes, definitely.
So we're going to start with you. Want to start with food or games?
Food.
All right. So first, one of the first things I saw when I started looking at brunch ideas was it's a waffle in chicken and waffle shish kebab.
Yeah.
So it's the little small egg and waffles.
Watching a lot of chef
Listen,
shows.
Listen, y'all, okay. Your girls is a little bourgeois now.
Oh, yeah.
Bourgeois.
Oh, yeah.
So you get the little shish kebab sticks, and you take strawberries, chicken strips, and waffles. You can either cut them up in squares or circles.
That sounds good.
And you just do just like you would a shish kebab. You put waffles, you put strawberries, you put chicken, and then you have little cups of butter and syrup or whatever you use to put on.
Sounds sexy.
Oh my God. You get some syrup or whatever you like to dip your meat in. And then, you know, you got to sprinkle it up.
Get it off.
Y'all, that's why y'all can't take us seriously. I know, but it's okay. Y'all here and we love y'all. Okay. So then you put a little powdered sugar on top.
Ooh, yeah. A little powdered sugar, huh? Yeah.
And you have your chicken and waffle shish kebabs. Oh, my God. I'm about to drop the mic. Oh, my God. You got me all discombobulated. Anyway. Okay, next.
Got it. All right, up the cracky.
Oh, my God. I am done. I quit. Joe,
no.
I'm coming with you, Joe.
Nope.
No, Joe. No, anyway. Joe.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Next on the list.
Yes.
Let me wet my throat real quick.
Yeah.
You got me laughing at you. See, I cannot.
She's about to wet her throat.
Let's go.
Y'all see? Anyway. So next on the list.
I like the buttons.
Next on the list, you got to have a signature drink.
Yes.
Okay. So we have a signature drink. We're not telling y'all what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yet. Oh, but man. We have a signature drink that... It's gonna make you feel.
It's gonna make you feel.
It's
good.
Gonna feel good going down. Too.
It's a creeper now.
It's gonna make it's you a feel creeper. Real good. But if you're gonna have a party and you wanna, you know, you for real about it, you need to make a signature drink, something that people can have there that they can always come back and be like, you know what, I've never had that before, and you could probably make some money off of it too.
Definitely.
But anyway, moving back to the food. In addition to the chicken shish kebabs. little mini sandwiches. Those are always a hit.
Oh, definitely.
You can make little chicken salad sandwiches. Some people don't eat meat, so you can make tuna. The pescatarian people that only eat fish. And then veggies. They do have these chopped veggie sandwiches that you can make. I saw a recipe for it that I might try. So look up chopped chicken sandwich, chopped tuna sandwich,
it's
and chopped
look.
Veggie sandwich. I gotta say it slow because I got big teeth in my mouth. I be telling y'all.
Listen,
I gotta say it
she
slow, and I gotta focus
so intently. I swear to God,
I have to focus. I had to make sure I said it right. So look those recipes up, guys. Those are some great sandwiches that look like they taste amazing. We're gonna try them. And we're going to let y'all know how they turn out.
There you go.
What else? So now we're going to move on to the games. Because, you know, everything else is like fruits, you know, veggie trays.
I had a homeboy who didn't eat meat. So every time we went out, we'd go to like Hooters or we'd go to a wing spot. And he'd eat french fries.
Oh, my God. Just don't go. Don't come nowhere with me.
Why are you here, bro?
Don't come nowhere with me ordering
Yo,
french
man.
Fries.
I mean, you know,
he could at least got a salad or something.
I don't eat no chicken, I don't eat no swine. I don't eat vegetables. That's why he's going crazy.
Look, at our parties, it's going to be something for everybody.
Your face sucked in, bro. You're looking crazy.
We ain't going to judge you, but guess what? We going to have something for everybody.
You need some meat. Put this meat in your mouth.
Oh, Lord. And on that note, we're going to slide on into games.
Yes. So,
one of the games that we're going to play is, of course, Shot Jenga.
Yes.
Let me tell you how that works. So if you go on to Amazon, we are not, first of all, we are not sponsored by Amazon, okay? We just telling y'all where this stuff can be found, okay? So Amazon has this Jenga. It's like a 3 or 4 foot Jenga. Mm-hmm. And on some of the pieces is a spot for you to put a Jell-O shot. So you make Jello shots. Yeah. You put those in there, and if you pull that block out and it has a Jello shot, you have to take that.
Bing bong.
So you already know who already got that in a cart.
Hello.
So we're gonna be playing that. We're gonna be playing tic tac toe for shots. Mm-hmm. So each glass has an X or O on it. So if that person jumps over you and you're out, you gotta take your shot.
Bing bong.
We're also gonna do Twister. You know, that's a must.
That is a classic.
Okay. So we're gonna play Twister with a twist.
with a BKS twist.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're gonna play, remember the game we played, the head, shoulder, knees, cup game?
Oh yes.
We're gonna definitely play that. We're gonna run that back. Oh, and a couple of card games I wanted to tell y'all about that we're gonna play.
We got some whoppers too.
Listen. So we're going to play this game called I'm Not Drunk. So basically...
Grown people games.
Yeah, it's an adult game. Mm-hmm. It has 55 cards. And
Jesus Christ.
Some of the cards are me versus the world.
Oh, Lord.
Taking turns to face off everyone in a game of... What's RPS? Hmm? What's RPS?
I don't know.
Well, we have to look up what that
RPS?
is. Yeah, I'm looking at some of the cards. Select a player to have a sip of their drink. DM your crush or drink.
Oh, Lord.
Yell, I'm not drunk in a different language or drink. Drink half the amount each time for the next three turns.
Huh?
Oh, half off happy hour.
Oh.
So if you have to drink, you only have to drink half of your shot.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be pretty dope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going digital.
Drink a cup with the person on your right and keep your fingers interlocked with theirs until it's your turn again.
Oh, listen, the only person I can think of right now is Callie. I swear to God.
Y'all could do that. I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of the games. And the other one is Hood You Rather.
What?
Yeah, the battle of the hilarious black scenarios.
Oh, I'm with it. I'm with it. Here we go.
Would you rather have a life partner who always smells like outside or be summoned on demand as the spider killer for every house on your block?
Oh, no. I'm going to have to deal with outside.
The outside smell?
Versus going to kill a spider every time?
Yeah, because I don't.
Come on. I'm good.
Okay, this is the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather
only
eat unseasoned food or wear your credit score on every shirt?
You know what? Wear my credit score.
Okay. Because your credit score is up there, baby.
I'm up there. Okay? Come on now. You got to come catch me.
All right.
But
I got
unseasoned food?
Yeah.
Absolutely
not. Okay. I would die. Okay.
Karen. No, Karen.
All right. I got one more for you.
What?
Oh, this is a good one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this is the last one. Then we can go to the break. Would you rather be ashy everywhere all summer or always go to the barber stylist that's always available? Y'all, we playing this. I cannot wait to play this game.
Say that one. Not the first person.
Be ashy everywhere all summer.
I know you're not talking about that first. You're not talking about that first chair.
That first chair in the barbershop. Yep. I
cut my own hair, so.
Well, if you wasn't cutting your own hair.
I have to be ashy, bro.
I couldn't. Mm.
Yeah, I have to be ashy.
Woo! So, yeah, we going to play those games, y'all. I cannot wait.
No, hell no.
Oh, yeah. That's a game changer.
You going to push my hairline back?
Hairlines are game changers, y'all. So, anyway, on that note, we going to go ahead.
We'll make you or break you. Yes, we got a slash. Good to me.
Hey.
Good to be.
Don't you mess that up.
I messed it up. Don't blame me.
It's all right.
Listen.
It's all right. We played that in.
It's that good old sticky quickie.
All is forgiven. All is forgiven.
Look,
that song is in tribute to our best kept secret party that we have coming up. It's a 90s theme.
Yes.
So, you know, that song took me
barbecue.
Back.
That's the barbecue. That's the cookout.
When did that song come out? In the 90s or 2000s?
Oof.
I think in like 99-ish. Yeah. Let me see, 94.
We have phones in front of us right now.
We got like 17 devices, see, y'all. We should and never not
be,
know.
You be at me crazy because I be trying to use my brain. Mm-hmm. And then here you go. With the thing
when you got ChatGPT.
There you go. And you got the iPad in front of you.
It came out in 98, yeah.
Ooh, 90.
Yeah. So I think the remix might have came out in 2000.
I was 18.
It was a good year, wasn't it?
Ooh, whoa, I was a master.
Oh, my God.
Oh. You could tell me nothing. Ooh, I was just, 18. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Ooh, hey, for anybody listening that know me from then, I apologize if we ever...
If he broke your heart.
Who? Broke who heart?
I know you was breaking hearts out.
Oh, hell yeah, see? Man. Come on, man. I was a little boy. I had girlfriends everywhere.
Anyway, so speaking of being nasty. Hey.
Oh, it's time to get... Yes.
Speaking of getting nasty. I got a couple of sets for my ladies out there.
Here we go.
Or for the fellas, if you're looking for a gift to get your bae, I am the girl for you.
That's what I'm talking about.
So first, you know, everybody is doing traveling right now. And if you have kids,
get your passports.
We get it. Get your passports, okay? Yeah. If you have kids, it's pretty much all about the kids right now. Y'all taking the kids out for the summertime, they getting ready to go back to school, whatever, whatever. So ladies, mothers, I got something for you. Okay. It's called the Travelers Club Pleasure Pack.
What?
Okay. Now, I know y'all done heard me and Bae talk about the chocolate lube. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's one of the items that comes with this set.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. The Delicious Encounters Chocolate Lube, as well as the Enthrall Me Arousal Bomb.
The what?
Enthrall Me Arousal Bomb. You heard me? Told you I got big teeth in my mouth.
Jesus Christ.
It's the Enthrall Me Arousal Bomb, mm-hmm. which, ladies, you will put that on your little man mm-hmm. in the boat. Okay?
Ooh.
Yeah, that goes on the little man in the boat. And last but not least, my favorite part of this kit comes with a pocket candy.
Uh-oh.
What's a pocket candy, you say? It's a vibrator that can fit in your little coin purse. Okay?
How old are you?
What?
You said coin purse.
Yes, your coin purse.
Just like your pocketbook. Come on now.
Put it in your coin purse. It's Auntie Boo in the building.
You talking to kindergartners?
We still call them coin purses, thank you. We still call them coin purses. You ain't a man. I don't expect you to understand. I mean, you ain't a woman. I don't expect for you to understand. You are a man, okay? Stay in a man's place. Ladies, you know what I mean.
Gotta protect that pineapple, baby. I was down there the other day. I saw your baby. You know what your baby said to me?
You got a coin purse.
I told your baby, you got to go down there. You got to protect that pocketbook, that coin purse. Okay, don't you let nobody, that's your change. That is your change. Don't you let nobody steal your change. You take that change to church. You talk to Jesus.
I'm done with you. So you put... You put the little vibrator in your coin purse. And this kit is $39, ladies. Okay, that's the first
$39.99.
So that one is called the Traveler's Club Pleasure Pack. Okay. The next one is called the Traveler's Club Self-Care Essentials. Okay, so if you don't want nothing to put in your coin purse, and you want to stay PG-13, this set includes Butter Me Up Body Butter.
Okay.
Keep Your Cool Cooling Spray.
Mm-hmm.
Pure Activated Charcoal Body Butter. And, I mean, Body Bar. Babe, stop thinking.
Yo. You said curl activated.
I did not say curl activated. I said pure.
Oh, my bad.
Activated charcoal body bar. Y'all see what I got to deal with?
All I could think of was coming to America.
Oh, my God.
They sat on the couch and they got up there hit the 3 grease stains.
Yo. See, this is why y'all going to have to hit me in my DMs.
Just let your soul glow, baby.
If you would like a one-on-one, just let me know. We can go over the items. items in the kits at another time. If you can't stop laughing, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And the last thing, a Balance Herbal Body Bar.
There you go.
So that's the Traveler's Club self-care essentials kit for $30.
Bing bong.
And last but not least.
Come
oh,
on
Lord,
with it. There you
I don't
go.
Even. Oh, no. We got two more. Hold on.
Okay.
So the Summer Skin Spa Set. That comes with Illuminate Me Skin Brightener.
All right. Oh.
Fresh Intimate Foaming Wash.
Okay.
And Velvet Body Scrub. And a Pure Bar. Which is a body bar, the charcoal activated
pure body bar.
So this kit is $59.
There you
and
go.
Again, it's called the Summer Skin Spa Set. I saved the best for last because I already know.
Oh, okay, here we go, baby.
So lastly, ladies, let me just go ahead and say.
Yeah.
bedroomcandy.com/187955 on your bitch ass. Because I know somebody is about to have fun with this toy right here.
Uh-oh.
When I mention it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Come on with it. Come on with it.
The BK Lux Allure gift set. The Lux Allure G-Spot vibrator.
Oh, yeah, baby. Uh-huh.
And also the BK Naturals warming lubricant.
Okay.
So this is one of our hottest selling sets right now.
I wonder
right
why
now.
You're holding the iPad like that so I can't see it.
It's you're going to have some fun with this, ladies. Okay? Mm-hmm. So fellas, you can give, listen, it's going digital. Just know, ladies, if you would like this set, $63.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah. So what bedroomcandy.com all that. Yeah, discombobulated.
187.95 on your bitch ass.
If you like to place the order, ladies, I'll post all of these on my IG. Don't forget, we don't yuck nobody's yum. So you like what you like, and I'm going to help you get to where you're trying to get to. Okay, so on that note, we're going to use some of that warming lubricant and slide right on into the mid-morning power mix right here on Global R&B 96.3.
That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12. Right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ.
Are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.